possible vaccine for cancer, weather advice for NASA, maybe even new fuel discoveries that make gasoline obsolete. All of this and more is happening every day here at one of the nation's top research universities, and you get to hear about it first, right here on Classic City Science.
In 2014, Merriam-Webster added selfie to the dictionary, a word describing the common practice of holding a smartphone at arm's length and capturing an image of yourself. Here to talk about selfies and what they say about the people adding them in endless streams on social media, we're joined by Dr. Keith Campbell, professor of psychology and head of the department at the University of Georgia, Franklin College of Arts and Sciences. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me, April.
What does it say about our society that we are now turning our cameras around to capture ourselves rather than the world around us?
Well, it's amazing, both in terms of the number of pictures of ourselves we're taking, the fact that we have the technology that allows us to take these pictures and then to immediately share them with other people. So it's not just about hoarding them, it's about sharing them with your friends and family. And the fact that we want to do this all the time, that this is something especially young people are doing multiple times a day. What it says is we're an individualistic culture. We like to capture images of ourselves. And beyond that, it says something a bit about narcissism. People who report taking more selfies are more narcissistic. But people do it for lots of reasons. They do it for sharing experiences with their friends. They do it for humor. They do it, you know, when they're bored.
You know, and I have heard that, you know, people are taking selfies in an attempt to connect with other individuals through social media, where you may not be in the same place, but you can still share the experience.
Yes, we've had, you know, an example, a student might be just bored at the library, take a picture of herself, write something on there, I'm bored, send it to a friend, the friend chuckles. It's a little bit of a social connection to fill the void. And in that case, it's not showing off, it's not attention seeking, it's really more about friendship.
But let's say I take 20 selfies a day. Is that an average? I don't even know.
I don't think anybody really knows what the averages are because the numbers, the estimates vary so widely. We find that if you're doing it a lot, it's mostly of you. You're posing, doing it, trying to look attractive and sending it out. That usually is correlated with narcissism. The other really interesting aspect you find are people who take dozens of them just to get the right one because they want to get the attention, but they don't like what they see in the camera. So they end up taking selfie after selfie, deleting a bunch, sending the perfect one on. And that's associated with narcissism, but also a lot of anxiety.
So I'm searching for that perfect image of myself. It can't just be any image. It has to be the perfect one.
Yeah, I mean, I had to do one for a magazine cover here, and I took about seven of them, and I looked at myself. And I'm like, my God, there's Jabba the Hutt. And I finally just gave my phone to the photographer and said, can you just do a fake selfie, which I guess would be a fakelfy. And he did it. It was really unpleasant.
Yeah, and I don't like it either. But, you know, then what does that say about my self-image that I don't like to take pictures of myself?
It's a little bit of low self-esteem. And if you just got some cosmetic surgery, Botox, you'd be good to go. That's what they're finding. I mean, this, obviously I'm joking in your case, but what they're reporting in the plastic surgery community is that people, because of the selfie phenomenon, are seeking plastic surgery. And some even taking, you know, they find the perfect selfie of themselves and they bring it to a plastic surgeon and say, can you make me look like this all the time?
So I've heard of this, what I find unappealing phenomenon of people taking selfies at funerals.
Yeah, there's been several of these times where people have taken selfies and crossed some sort of taboo where people said, you know, this is not a selfie space. One example was selfies at funerals where they found kids doing this and a person started putting a blog out there called Selfies at Funerals or Tumblr page. And the best part was he had all these kids doing it and then he had President Obama doing it at Nelson Mandela's funeral, which readers have told me it was not a funeral. It was a celebratory experience. So it was totally appropriate. But lately, it's been selfies at sites of terrorist attacks, Nepal after the earthquake, where there's these really horrific events and people are taking selfies. And there's been some real reaction to that where people say, like, this is sort of a sacred space. It's not a space for selfies. I think some people are really just trying to capture the moment and capture themselves there and share it with people, which isn't as bad as it sounds. But society is really trying to figure out where it's appropriate, where it's not appropriate.
Well, I can tell you, I've been on vacation lately, and the selfie stick, which is an extension of this, it allows you to include more people, so create an usie rather than a selfie.
Yeah.
That's just more of this technology allowing this to be more prolific.
Capitalism rocks because you get things like the selfie stick, and you see this all over, as you said, tourist destinations. And many places are now banning them because people are walking around with selfie sticks and walking into things and hitting artwork and bumping into people. And so it's kind of it's another one of those things we're trying to work out as a species.
Well, thanks for being here today and talking more about the selfie phenomenon.
Thanks for having me.
Today we've been speaking to Dr. Keith Campbell, head of the Department of Psychology at the University of Georgia Franklin College. For WUGA, I'm April Sorrow.